Governor Kasich has been pushing an increase in the tax on oil and natural gas drillers for a year, saying that what he has called a reform in the severance tax could be used to offset the income tax cut that he's talked about since he launched his campaign for governor. The severance tax increase was stripped out of his budget update last year, and Kasich said at the end of 2012 that after looking at the impact of severance taxes in other states, he would make a severance tax increase a cornerstone of his upcoming budget.
There is no danger that people are running away, and since we've been talking about this, they've continued to invest billions. I mean, we got $2-3 billion invested in this state. Secondly, they have very high severance taxes, and they pass that on to us. So we pay to get the, keep their taxes low, which is just unbelievable to me.
Seated right next to Governor Kasich at that event in December was House Speaker Bill Batchelder, who was also asked about the severance tax.
Looking at other taxes, as we are going to do, I think we want to be very careful before we impose that. Will our caucus vote for it? I think that they will. I don't think there's any question about it.
But now, the 4% severance tax on big oil and gas drillers is in the $63 billion two-year budget to help fund a 20% cut in the income tax for all Ohioans and a 50% income tax cut for small businesses. And Speaker Batchelder is sounding a lot less welcoming toward the severance tax increase.
We certainly don't want to discourage people from coming here. And I've made that point strongly with my good friend, the governor, that, you know, let's do everything we can to encourage people to come create jobs. And if we do that, then I think we're going to have a source of taxation at some point down the road that would be very helpful. But not now, I don't think.
Batchelder says he thinks the governor's claims of billions of dollars in investment in Ohio by drillers is, using the speaker's word, optimistic. And he says the income tax cut could still happen through cuts in other spending. Batchelder says the Republican caucus he leads, which includes 60 of the 99 House members, is leaning toward opposing the severance tax. But Majority Whip Cheryl Grossman of Grove City near Columbus may have already made up her mind.
I am opposed to the severance tax as it's been presented. I think it is so important for us to embrace those 200,000 jobs that are predicted to be here by 2015, and I think we need to be extremely cautious that we don't do anything to discourage the potential that can come here to the state.
Also in the anti-severance tax camp is Senator Troy Balderson of Zanesville in eastern Ohio, the epicenter of the oil and gas drilling boom.
It's going to hurt local producers, and I know that that's talked about how they won't be affected in this legislation, but they are affected. And that's who we need to focus on. That's where my jobs are that are there right now, my local companies.
But not all Republican lawmakers are leaning against the severance tax. Senator Bill Seitz is a longtime conservative lawmaker from Cincinnati.
I have not been a stalwart opponent of the governor's proposal on severance tax. I think in the main, it is a reasonable proposal. The fact of the matter is, these folks have spent billions of dollars to buy the rights to explore for oil and gas in Ohio. They are not going to walk away from that investment.
Kasich's position has been boosted by polls showing a growing majority of Ohioans support a tax on oil and gas drillers. And when the governor unveiled his budget with the severance tax in it, he warned those who oppose it that this may be the last chance to have some control over it.
At some point, it's going to happen. It's either going to happen through this or it's going to happen on a ballot. One way or the other, it's going to happen.
Republican opposition to the severance tax increase, as well as to the Medicaid expansion, could put Democratic lawmakers, who are in the minority in both the House and the Senate, in a surprisingly important position. The governor would need their votes to get the budget, as it is, passed. Most Democrats support a severance tax increase, but want the revenue to go to local governments and schools to offset cuts in the governor's last budget. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.